Well, you know, the first apple trees were planted by an Eckert in 1862, and we've come a long way from then. We basically credit Alvin O. Eckert as starting us into the retail business. He started some roadside farm stands, and he sold produce out of the back of his truck. And so that was kind of our dive into retail, if you will. And he had three sons that he then involved in the business, and those sons grew the business, and it just kind of kept going from there. But as you know, every industry evolves over time, and years ago we used to do a lot more wholesaling of apples, and when the trucking became more developed across the country, it was less important. You could get apples from anywhere, so the idea of pick your own fresh apples off the tree appealed to consumers, and we kind of dove into that realm of things. And then the entertainment kind of grew out of that, blossomed out of that, people wanting to come to the farm and have positive farm experiences and bring the whole family. And so that's kind of where that entertainment aspect came from. So all three of our fall farms have entertainment options, like pony rides, camel rides. Some have carnival rides. We even have pig races at one of our farms, and that's a popular activity as well.
Right. The operation, as I say, has really grown, but yet I believe I'm right on this. All of your apples are still hand harvested, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We kind of do that the old-fashioned way. We don't have anything that's, automated harvest. We have a packing line that is computerized, but every piece of fruit that we grow is picked by hand.
And you think that makes it better, right?
Well, I don't know. That's just the old-fashioned German way to do it. But, we do a lot of selection in the field. You know, as we pick, you can see the quality of the product and decide, you know, if it right now is the time to pick it, or if it needs to hang on the tree, depending upon if it's what it is. Peaches, sometimes we pass over the tree 4 to 6 times before all the fruit's harvested, versus an apple tree, you pick all at once. They tend to ripen all at once, so it's some of the decision making about the quality of the fruit and the ripeness is important to make, on an individual basis.
How hard is it to grow apples? I know you have to do some planning, because it takes a while before they start bearing fruit, and I know there's some cross-pollination and so on. I mean, all things considered, is it a difficult kind of business to be in?
Well, the thing that makes it the most difficult is the climate that we have here, which is, humid. And with humidity comes disease and insect pressure, and those things are a constant battle in the Midwest. Unlike some of the arid climates that you find out in California, to grow, fruit here, you have to battle some of the demons a little bit more. By watching the field and observing the plants and the pressure that they're under. So we have, some of that is done by field scouts. Our horticulturist, Jim Eckert, is often, visiting the various blocks in the orchard to see how the fruit is looking, how the foliage is looking, and all that stuff. There are insect traps that we monitor to kind of tell us if we have pressure from one particular insect. And then we have some computer programs that track our weather stations that we have throughout the orchard. And that weather data can then assimilate into predictions about what might occur, what diseases might occur on the farm. So it is all the way from the very basic look at the tree to technical computer programs that help guide us through that part of the growing aspect. On top of that is all the pruning and planting things and healthy ground, and in some years irrigation is very important, like this past year. So there's definitely a lot of factors, and it's not just easy. It requires year-round management and year-round staff to help us do it.
What makes a good apple, in your judgment? What should I be looking for?
Well, I think it's taste. I mean, we have our staff vote on things, and everybody has different tastes. So I think what makes a good apple is when, if it tastes good to you, and it's in season usually when it tastes good, and it's ripe when it tastes good. But I like different apples for different things. Like if I'm making a sweet dessert, I like a tart apple to balance it out. For an eating apple, I might want something a little bit sweeter. So it kind of depends on the recipe, and that's really the premise of this book, that we try to utilize products that are in season and put them in recipes that bring out their goodness, their natural goodness.
I noticed that you even mentioned there's a kind of a, what you call the secret ratio for the best apple pie. I don't know if you want to reveal that on the air or make people buy the book, but can you talk about how some recipes then require more than one kind of apple?
Yeah, I guess I will reveal that, but it is kind of an Eckert family secret to the best tasting apple pie.
We promise not to tell anybody.
What?
We promise not to tell anybody.
Okay, only whoever's listening, right?
Exactly.
The ratio that we use is 4 Jonathan apples for every golden delicious apple, and that was just something kind of handed down from Grandma Eckert, and it kind of gets back to that idea of some sweet and some tangy, because Jonathan has just a natural tangier taste to it, and the Golden Delicious is a little bit sweeter. So the balance is what makes the best pie. But I will tell you, if those apples aren't in season, I'm still going to make an apple pie, and I'll make it with whatever I've picked, you know, off the tree. So you can choose different apples in the recipes in the cookbook, but we just try to recommend the ones that we think make the recipe the best.
Well, now, speaking of things that have been handed down, let's talk a little bit about these recipes. I counted at least, I think, 150 in this book. You mentioned at the outset that some are old and some are new and some have been tweaked. I'm guessing the one for Apple Pan Dowdy and Apple Betty are old, because those are old classic American desserts. And I'm guessing the goat cheese apple dessert must be relatively new. And I'm guessing also that Grandma Ella's apple cranberry relish, which you direct to be made in a food processor. I'll bet Grandma Ella didn't use a food processor.
That's
am I right?
Right. So she had a hand grinder.
That's what I would have guessed.
You know, pre-food processor days.
So how did you go about selecting these recipes?
Well, you know, a few years ago, we built a new country store at our Belleville location, our main farm. And as part of that, we have a cooking classroom, and we teach cooking classes in there. And the focus is all on fresh products, less processed, the better. So we're using a lot of fresh produce, fresh meats, fresh cheeses, and things from our store that we have. And we teach classes for children and adults. And it's a great way to help people learn how to use fresh local products to make delicious recipes. So I would say all these newer sounding recipes have come out of the classroom, really, of classes that we've had, and people have just enjoyed the foods in there, and then that was kind of like, oh, well, then I'm going to make that at home, and my sister-in-law Jill is going to make that, and then those kind of became newer family favorites. So we've just really enjoyed exploring how you can combine traditional recipes and newer things to make a meal.
Well, there are a bunch of really great recipes in there. I'm going to try the apple cream pie for Thanksgiving this year, but we don't want anybody to think that they're all apple recipes, because there's plenty of other recipes for pumpkin and squash and so on, and they're not all dessert recipes. You've got appetizers and entrees and so on. So this is a book I know our listeners will want to get, maybe in time for the holiday season. The best way, of course, would be to go to one of your farms, because I'm sure you've got an ample supply there. But where else could I get the book, just in case I can't get up to Belleville or one of the other locations right away?
Well, you can also visit our website, which is eckerts.com. That's eckerts.com. And our goal is to have the other seasons as well. So we started with fall, but we're going to be working on our summer book this winter, and we hope to have a spring and holiday book coming out as well, so that this will complete the year, and there'll be year-round recipes with fresh products.
Great. Well, we look forward to those. But in the meantime, I think we'll have plenty of recipes to try out in this lovely Eckert family fall cookbook. Angie Eckert, thanks for being here to talk with us about it.
Well, thank you for having me.